However, I understand why homeboy crashing out.
Why he crashing out?
Well, because the fact that he reacted like that, and one, I think this is fake. This is a fake scenario. It looked like they was acting to me. One. But let's just
hell no, that let you see his shirt. They not acting, bro. That's real. They ain't no acting in that.
Disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy, Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your many humble hosts. And before I introduce everybody else, I want to make sure I say, make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, all right? And hit that notification bell so y'all can know when we're active, all right? All right, to my left, we got the Philly Menace, the legend from Philly, Mr. Mac. What's going on, man?
Yeah, you know what it is. Go Birds. You know what I mean? We have to talk it out. Go Birds. But nah, hey, man, nice to see y'all again, man. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. All right, to my left, or excuse me, to my right, or to the bottom, depending on how you're looking at the screen or however Pat chops it up, right? We got my bro, B, a.k.a. B-Ran, a.k.a. Big Bro. How you been, man?
Ah, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed to be here with y'all today. It's feeling good.
All right, yeah. So, just throughout the week, I always kind of, you know, just ask the kids how they doing and whatnot. And one of my kids had like an embarrassing situation that happened during the week. I'm not going to share said situation, right? But I started to tell her stories about, you know, certain embarrassing moments that I had to deal with when I was growing up, right? Just to kind of try to like, you know, let her know that this ain't the worst thing that can happen to you. But we ended up kind of getting into a little, well, that's not as embarrassing as this type of moment. And I kind of wanted to throw a bunch of stuff out here. None of these are scenarios that are based from my kid's life, right? Because I don't want y'all thinking I'm out here putting my kid's business out there. But, all right, so I wanted y'all to rank these moments, right? So the most embarrassing moments in school, I have being musty in the classroom, or getting a bad haircut, wearing fake clothes, falling in front of everybody, or getting beat up by somebody you shouldn't get beat up by. So to y'all, out of those scenarios, which one do y'all think is the worst?
Getting beat up? I don't think you could ever recover from getting your ass whooped, man. People always gonna laugh at your ass. You know what I mean? Me personally, that's what I think, because again, remember I told you guys, man, I don't think I brought this one up. When I was in middle school, I think I did. I had this girl, I think she used to like me, man. And she pushed me down the stairs. A fucking girl, man, big chick. She whooped my ass, dog. Most embarrassing thing. And I think I've been through all of those situations. Every single one of them. But yeah, getting your ass beat.
That's now, I was going to say, you definitely told the story before. And for anybody that want to look it up, right? It is in the comments. It's in one of the shows. I mean, he's definitely talked about it before. It's a funny story, so check it out. But I do think that's up there. I think for me, that'll probably be like number three or four. But to me, I think the worst one, and this is just speaking from experience, right, is wearing fake clothes. I think that's like the highest one to me, because it's like, especially if you don't have no money to get no new stuff, right, and you wearing those fake shoes or something like that, and you got to continuously wear those fake shoes to school, right, you could.
Yeah, mine's fuck fake. I wear fake. I do fake. Mine's just, I ain't gonna lie, just to wear them FUBUs, man. Bro, I got laughed at so crazy. Like, I probably laughed at for like 2 months straight, man. Like, you know, they not used to FUBU. They used Nike and Fila. They wasn't used to FUBU. And and it's crazy because them FUBUs wasn't even mine. They was yours, man. They weren't mine, and I got laughed at, man. That's probably the worst getting laughed at. I can take a fight. Those fights every day. We're getting laughed at and humiliated. That kind of hurt.
Man, I had faith. Hold on.
Wait, so the fight thing now as opposed to back then is different because I think now it'll be worse to get your ass beat because it's online, it's on WorldStar, it's on TikTok. Everybody sharing the video around the school. Back in them days, you didn't really have to worry about that. I mean, you just take your ass whooping, you just move on with your life.
Yeah, you had to catch it. Like, if you ain't catch, you're not gonna see it. But nowadays, you're gonna see it because they.
Nah, I don't see how y'all got that, man. Like, taking the actual ass whooping hurts for real, man. You getting your ass beat. I don't know, man.
Getting laughed at by the prettiest girls in the school, too, bro.
Listen, I used to run and grab that fake shit, too, man. I remember back in the day, bro. I used to go grab that fake shit. Motherfucker used to laugh at me. I don't give a fuck. That shit, water under the bridge after a couple of days, you know what I mean? They tired of laughing at you about the same shit. It get corny. But that ass whooping,
though. I had a whole bus laughing at me. But it's crazy because how shit turned out. Like, at a certain age, like, earlier on, had a whole bus laughing at me. Years down the line, I had a whole bus cracking up in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, this school days, man.
Hey, I just thought about something, right? It's something I didn't even put on this list, but it's probably one of the most embarrassing moments I've ever had in school, right? So I remember growing up, and I was in middle school. I was in sixth grade, and I know I was in sixth grade because I went to Barber Magnet Middle School. But it was funny because we had home ec class when I was in sixth grade. So in home ec, we were making homemade cookies. I ate a shit ton of cookie dough, and I might have told this story before. I don't remember if I told the story or not, but I was eating like handfuls of cookie dough, right? Just raw. So then I ended up baking the cookies. I had a bag full of cookies I was getting ready to take home with me. And we went to lunch. My stomach started hurting real bad, but I didn't really pay it no mind. So then I make it to my last hour. My stomach is just bubbling like real bad. And I look around the classroom. Well, the kids around me, I'm like, hey, y'all need to move. I'm about to throw up. So everybody moved their desk. They cleared out. I throw up on the floor because I wasn't going to be able to make it to the bathroom. As soon as I tried to like get up, it was all coming out. So I had them clear out. I threw up, but in the same time, I also shat on myself. So I'm sitting in there, I'm throwing up, and I just shat on myself. And then I just get up after that because there's shit all in my pants. It's like wet, like nasty shit, just all in my pants. I get up, I walk out the classroom. I try to clean it up to the best that I could. There wasn't no toilet paper in the bathrooms, bro. So I had to use like the paper towels. And I'm like trying to wipe it up as best as I can. Didn't really do too much. I wiped it up just enough so it's not leaking through the pants. So I'm calling my mama, like blowing her phone up. At this time, she worked at nights, and then she worked nights, and then she got off in the morning. So I knew if I didn't catch her at a certain time, she wasn't gonna pick up the phone. So I'm like blowing her phone up. I called her at least like 10 times because I'm like, I don't want to have to take the bus home, or else this is gonna be, you know, social
shitty. A shitty situation.
So yeah, I ended up not getting a ride home. I get on the bus, and the first thing I do is I make sure I'm one of the first people on the bus. I run toward the back. I put my damn book bag down right next to me so can't nobody sit by me. I got a group of friends that I talk to every single day. Right? And they come back, they're like, hey, what's up, Cortez? You know, doing kids shit, like, hey, type shit. So I'm sitting back there. I'm like, hey, don't sit right here. But my stomach hurt. Like, just stay away from me. I got shit all in my pants, bro. I'm pretending like I'm asleep so, like, these motherfuckers won't sit next to me. And then as I get off the bus, I take my book bag and I, like, put it on my ass so they can't smell the shit just fuming from my damn ass. And then I had to walk to my uncle's house because I used to get dropped off at my uncle's house. I used to have to walk home from there. So then I get over there and I run to the bathroom. I take my drawers off and I throw them in the trash. Like I bury them deep, deep in the trash where can't nobody find them. And yeah, that's pretty much how that ended. That was one of the worst situations, one of the most embarrassing situations I ever got into, even though nobody even knew it.
Man, you got out of that one. That's crazy.
A sleeper on this list, though, I think is being musty in the classroom.
That's what I'm saying. I think I expressed that one as well, man. I never used to have deodorant, man. I used to have to put fucking, you'd put the soap under your underarms and shit. I remember I had to do that shit, man. You fucking, you start sweating, that shit start getting loose as fuck. Like your arm just be fucking. I'm like, damn. The more I sweat, I'm like, man, this shit about to start forming bubbles and shit. You know? About to have bubbles coming from under my underarms, man. But nah, I know them days was rough, man. I used to be musty as fuck all the time.
Nah, bro. The funniest thing about being musty in class, bro, is like you try not to wave your hands up. So I'm doing my work, hands at the side like this. Like literally, the teacher saying shit. And then it's always somebody in there like, damn, somebody in this bitch musty as fuck. And you just over there just like, yeah, man, somebody musty as hell in here. You know what you're doing.
I can't be musty.
Because that's how I used to be too. It's like that. Be like when I was in Philly though, it's like, damn, somebody smell like a hoagie. I know that's not what y'all call it where y'all from. A hero, y'all call what a hero, a fucking sub sandwich.
Yeah.
We call that shit a hoagie, but when you get all that onion on your shit, that should be smelling just like that, man. Like, damn, somebody in here smell like a hoagie. And you be sitting there like, damn, yeah, man, that shit stink. No one is you.
I was having problems as a teenager. You know, you're going through puberty and shit. And just in class, and it just started getting hard. And then, like, as soon as it started getting hard, it's time to go to the bathroom or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, fuck, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't miss that shit at all. Honestly, that was never, like, one of my concerns, because, like, it was like every day, because my mama didn't buy us deodorant just because she just didn't really think about it. And I just remember just like I said, that's why being musty is like up there. Because I just remember I used to be in the classroom and every day around fourth period, it was seven classes that we had during the day. I was musty by the fourth. So by the time you musty by the fourth, it's like, it ain't shit you can do. You kind of just got to sit there. I used to go to the bathroom real quick, try to do the little soap. That shit don't work, bro.
Nah, shit, I know, man. We had the same, basically, upbringing, man. But I live with my dad. I never even want to ask this motherfucker for shit. I just used to, hey, man, I'm going to tough it out. I'm going to make it the best way I can. You know what I mean? Living a life musty as fuck. Yeah, I don't miss them days either, bro.
Nah. All right, but just, well, that's one thing I do. I make sure I buy my kids deodorant. I make sure they smell good, because, I know. Hey, but just moving on from this, right? So we talk about Bronny all the time. And a lot of times people always try to say, you know, Bronny is just, I don't know. I just think in the grand scheme of NBA players, kids, I think he's definitely top tier. Especially knowing who your dad is and stuff like that, because it could be the opposite. You could be Marcus Jordan, right? Who was just arrested not too long ago. I'm going to go ahead and play this video. Oh, he was arrested for a DUI, and he was on cocaine. But let me play this video for y'all.
Car ain't going nowhere, dude. You're buried. You're stuck on the track. All right, so how do we get the off the track? I need you guys out of the car because there is a train coming right now.
What the
So then let me pull up.
You can't move. You're not going to be able to move it. Just get out of the car.
You can't. You're buried. All right, get out of the car.
Okay.
Get out of the car.
Okay.
I got to order you guys out. Get out of the car. Both of you guys. Come on.
So, do me a favor. Keep your hands out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Keep your hands out of your pocket.
There's nothing in my pocket. Bro, I'm Marcus Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan's son. Okay. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home, and I made a wrong turn.
I've already got concerns for your level of impairment anyways, okay? So that's why.
Why?
Because I can smell alcohol coming from you, and you're on train tracks.
Put those hands back. I believe you had too much of this night. Okay. Just letting you know.
I just want to understand why y'all are treating me as if I did something
criminal.
Because I think you have driving under the influence.
But I'm not.
I got nothing else for you, bro.
All right.
Hold on.
Sit down.
Yo,
chill the
f
out, bro.
You chill out. Hold on.
Before
you
go nowhere.
All right. So, what are some of y'all takeaways when it comes to like that video?
But he's trying to get out of that shit on his pop's name and shit. I'm Marcus Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan's son. I don't have nothing in my pocket. Just chill, bitch ass up. Chill ass in this goddamn cop car. I mean, that's just my, that's one of my takeaways.
Me, would you know this, bro?
Did they say he had cocaine on him?
So, yeah, it later comes out that he also had cocaine on him.
That's a big tip. Shit, man, shit. I'm trying to use his daddy name to go to jail or whatever the fuck that means. Don't nobody give a fuck about Michael Jordan. Like,
right.
Nobody cares about that guy. Even if it, I don't understand the point in trying to, oh, I know it's essential. It don't matter. Like, you still broke the law or you doing goofy shit.
The first thing I noticed on the first watch was the cops, it seemed like the cops weren't even trying to arrest him for real. The reason why they pulled up on him was because his car was stuck on the train tracks, which if your car's stuck on the train tracks, you had to do something in order to get your car stuck on the motherfucking train tracks. And they was being real patient with him at first. And then until eventually they had to tell him, hey, like, there's a train coming. You need to get out of the car. And once that happened, then it kind of all escalated from there. But it looked like they was going to let him off, but he was talking too damn much.
Right. And that's how they always catch you, man. They talk to you. When you drink, you talk. You be talking too much and don't even know it. But yeah, that was crazy to me. Like, you stuck on the train track and y'all just going to sit in the car and hang out. Like, you stuck. Y'all ain't trying to call the tow truck. No, nothing. That's crazy because she was like, we'll just pull off. He's like, no, you dug in really deep. That mean that shit wasn't going nowhere. They've been trying for a minute.
Yo, and then when he get arrested, which they didn't show, right? He get in the car. This motherfucker says, hey, can we play some Mariah Carey on the radio? Like, the dude... I say this, right? And this is a caution, like, this is a cautionary tale for anybody that's great that wants to give all their kids all the privileges without actually earning them, right? First thing he wants to do is he wants to throw his dad's name out there because he know daddy name 9 times out of 10 is going to get him out of some stuff. He's been doing it, you can tell, his whole life. Right? This man is grown. I think he's older than I am. And these are the games that he's still playing. I mean, I respect it. You know, I understand certain people have privileges. And you as a parent, you want to make sure that your kids are privileged. But nah, it's just sometimes you got to check it. And yeah, it don't matter how rich you get. You have to still teach your kids to be decent people. Like, money doesn't substitute parenting. Plain and simple.
Yeah, man, there's too much wrong on that, bro. And then the resistant part, he's like, you acting like I did something wrong. You did. You in this mall, you stuck on a train track. Ain't no goddamn road right here. You stuck on a motherfucking train track. I can smell alcohol. Like, dude, wallin'.
Yo, he, as a black man, to put your hands in your pockets in front of the cops like that?
You don't know what it is to be black.
He got some audacity, man. I tell you that. All right, so I want to introduce this new segment, right, that we kind of already talked about, but I want to talk about it to the people, right? It's called the fuck out of here segment, right? So I'm going to lay out some topics or play a video, and we're going to say, is it a valid saying? Is it a valid, like, statement? Or should the person that said they get the fuck out of here, all right? All right, so first one I got is, it's not a video for it, but... My question to y'all is your girl acting sexy in front of your friends sketchy? Like kissing, touching you, like kissing or touching like you in front of your friends and whatnot. Do you think that's a red flag or do you think it's valid?
The fuck out of here.
Hey, why you say that?
Bitch, why you trying to be freaky in front of the bros?
What you think, Matt?
I think it's valid. She's kissing and touching on you. Hey, that shit's valid. I mean, she's letting them know, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, I'm off limits, you know what I mean? This is what I belong
to. That don't do nothing but open up room and opportunity in a nigga head. Like, I'm all right, we ain't in high school no more. You ain't got to see all this. We ain't got to show us making out and, you know, like, let's be adults.
All right. So if your girl now, she ain't doing none of that, but she just sitting there and she randomly glance at one dude every now and again. What that dude thinking? She ain't all touchy on your ass.
Listen, a woman gonna want to do serious things.
I hear you. I mean, I'm just saying.
At the end of the day, how I be thinking now, bro, it's like, you know, some people be laughing. Oh, I fucked your bitch. Ha, 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 ha. Like, honest with you, 9 times out of 10, everybody out here done got their bitch fucked. It's nothing you can do about it. So, like, you trying to control somebody or thinking you can control somebody, it's crazy work. You just hope for the best, you know?
I mean, yeah, and a lot of times, like I said, as long as it ain't happened while I was with the girl. I mean, if it happened while I was with the girl, that's one thing. But the situation or the scenario, I think that the girl, like, I think they should get the fuck out of there, right? It's a fuck out of here moment for me, too, just because you know for a fact what you're doing is you're trying to make yourself look away in front of other people. And it's like, I don't know who you out here trying to impress, who you trying to, because it might be you that she might be trying to impress, but to me, that's a big ass red flag, and you need to get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I'll see it being a red flag if we had like other bitches there, right? And she think you might be on one of them, and she's just trying to mark her territory. But it was just if the homeboys and she acting like that, that's valid to me.
I ain't gonna lie to you. The shit you just said to me, that's more valid.
It's more valid.
It's more valid if a girl is around.
Yeah, it's way more valid. Okay, now she got a point. She's trying to prove a point to these hoes that I'm her nigga. But trying to prove a point to the bros is really like some...
That's insecurity.
It's not insecurity, but it's like, damn, if she kissing all on me and I'm smacking all on her ass, she twerking on me or whatever, this opening up this man's brain to think, oh, I can have that bitch the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, we know a lot of times, like, dudes, they have that competitive nature in them. Right? A lot of dudes are competitive by nature, and they already, it's a competition, a silent competition going on, depending on the friend group that you're around too. But I do think in a lot of friend groups, there's a competition thing that's going on, and a dude is automatically going to open his brain to, oh, well, if she all over him, I could just imagine what she's going to do to me.
And that goes to show, you know, everybody is different, and you can't categorize everyone into one, man. Cause I see it totally different, and
so how you look at it with the woman's situation though, like how you feel that's opposite.
Because I feel like I feel like she's insecure because there's other women there, and you might be choosing others right instead of her. So she has to do a little bit more, making sure these chicks know to stand back because you taken. So that's why I see it as insecure in that way. If it's females there, and that's why she's acting like that. And if it's dudes there and she's acting like that, that means she's signaling to them like she's off limits. That's how I look at it. Like, I'm off limits.
To a certain extent, for sure. I had this weird situation, bro. I had a quick look. I had this girl I was talking to this bitch for like 2 weeks. I mean, we each other because we had worked together and all that shit in the past, but like, awesome. I'm going to take you serious. It was like 2 weeks. And the last day I took the bitch serious, I put her to the test. You know, a couple of my friends, they get money. You know what I'm saying? They put together. So, you know, I ain't really tripping. But, bitch, don't be chosen when you get around me. Long story short, I told the bitch to pull up over there. We drinking Don Julio at Cafulio. You know what I'm saying? Having a good time. And I knew it was a red flag when soon as the bitch pulled up and she came in the house, she gave one of my mans a hug. I'm like, oh, man. Damn. Okay, cool. Whatever. She getting so drunk. She getting to being too friendly. You know what I'm saying? Now, you came here with me, and you know, I just put her to the test. I didn't even know her for real. You know what I'm saying? I just put her to the test. But you came here with me, and now you, but you with me and a whole nother random nigga. Like, oh, what's your name? Like, you supposed to shut that down? Like, yeah, I'm with Doggy Ball. You know, she. Oh, my name is such and such. What's yours, huh? Like, you know what? And I don't even know this. And I don't even know this nigga. I know all the other. I don't know this nigga. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna leave this bitch in here with the sharks. So I left her in there with the wolves, man. Shit.
I ain't gonna lie though, she might have just been green.
I don't give a fuck. You didn't pass the test.
Right.
But that's I left her ass in there with them. I left her in there with them, walked out and called another bitch. Like, I ain't like, what you think this is? Like, the bros can hate. Once I seen the bro gave you a hug, then I end up asking him about her. Like a couple minutes later, like, man, how you know this? He's like, man, that's you. I'm like, man, what happened, man? And you know, he's just like, man, this shit crack, cause nigga's so funny, bro. But nigga's so funny. That nigga like, oh, you about to fuck her? I'm like, shit, I already hit her. He like, all right, bet. I'm next. That's how I land with her. I'm like, damn, I gotta find a new one, man. And I left her there with the wolves though.
All right, so I got another topic, right?
Well, hold on, but you just finished right at my point, though. That's what I'm trying to say. If she would have came in there and she was all on you with all the bros did, then you would have been like, all right, she's solid. She fucking started just one conversation, just a hug, fucked it up for you. You basically saying the same shit I'm saying. Now she's showing you all that love. That shit's valid.
Yeah, I guess you do got a valid point right there, because if she was showing me love, well, that wouldn't ever happen. She would, you know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. And then again, like per se, we all in a room and y'all all got your little shorty and your shorty come to you. She's like off limits. Like, I'm not even thinking about that because I wouldn't even want to fuck my friendship up. So I'm like, nah, fuck that bitch, right? As soon as she hug you, give you a kiss, whatever, I'm like, yeah, she off limits, man. I ain't fucking with that. You see what I'm saying? That's just me personally. Because if I'm fucking with my boys, yeah, I mean, your chick is off limits. So I'm not even worried about it. And again, that's the show. We're all different. Go ahead, Tez. You can transition. My bad.
All right.
Hold on. One more time. It depends on the joint, too, because if she ain't my girl and nothing, bro, feed her to the wolves, bro.
But I'm saying, even if she not, man, she came in there and showing you all this love, like, you know, at least you set for the fucking night. At least you know you set. Like, this is what I'm rocking with. I'm set. You ain't got to worry about that. She too friendly. It's a wrap. Anytime your chick is too friendly in a group of dudes, it's a fucking rap.
Hey, Tez, what you say? She got a one time to laugh. What you say?
That was you that said it. You said she got a two. What is that? Two laugh minimum? A one joke minimum? That's what you said. Man,
it's a one laugh minimum. Shit.
One joke.
Be too friendly.
All right. Hey. So second topic, right? Valid or fuck out of here. LeVar Ball is one of the greatest fathers of our time.
Fuck out of here.
Valid. Valid. His kids live the American dream, man.
Fuck out of here.
Rapper, and you had two motherfucking basketball players, successful, all on level. Valid, brother.
Fuck out of here.
Why you say fuck out of here, Mac?
All right, the reason I say fuck out of here because he act like it's him who's fucking doing this stuff, right? I get it, right? So let's just, like, think about it. That big baller brand and all that bullshit, right? He's trying to fucking capitalize on what his kids have done. I get it. Like, he was there. He was taking them to practice. He was teaching them some shit, right? But he's trying to capitalize, and he act like it's his bloodline. Like, he act like it's because of his bloodline. Like, to some extent, valid because, yeah, you trained them, you made sure they were in the right classes, you know what I mean, doing the right preps, whatever, right, to make sure that they made it. But you just fucking trying to capitalize on your kids, man. That's why I said it's not valid.
No, I say it's valid. So I watched this interview where somebody was interviewing, like, the kid. Well, it was Lonzo and LiAngelo. And then there was another, like, I see a bunch of clips on TikTok, right? But I saw one that stuck out to me in particular, right? So LiAngelo was telling a story about how, you know, his daddy always instilled that confidence in them, even when they was young. He was talking about this time where they was in the store And he had all of them took their shirts off in the shirt and was like, you know, I'm that dude. Like, he instilled that confidence from him in an early age. I think that is one of the most important things that you as a father need to do with your kids, is instilling that confidence into them and watch them kind of grow up. And none of them, all of them have money. All of them are in good situations, even though he didn't necessarily grow up in the best situation. He came from the hood. He was able to move his kids into nice neighborhoods, get them into good schools. And now you got two sons in the NBA and one of them a rapper. I think that's a success in my book. I think that's valid. We were talking about LaVar Ball.
I'm tracking.
But he's a great leader.
All right. So for the next one, I'm going to play a video, right? But we're still in the ballot or fuck out of here segment.
This man got me messed up. I know you just did not throw my flowers, my gift that I received from my boss. I know you did not do that, Cedric. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I received these gifts from my boss. It is Valentine's Day. Hey, let me tell you, I've been at my job for 15 years. I deserve a gift. It's nothing wrong with me getting a gift from my boss.
The boss gave you flowers.
And what is wrong with it? You should appreciate it. I'm the one that's holding it down in this house. If you don't like it, you... Well, where you going to sleep tonight? I wonder where you going to sleep tonight. Where are you going to sleep tonight? Because you're not going to sleep here, because you're not going to be throwing my gift that I received from my boss. No, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to stop it right there because it don't really get no better, right? So, is the dude valid or should he get the fuck out of here?
First off, let me go first. There's no answer to this because it's kind of, this shit is so funny to me because I'm in a situation like this. Like, I'm doing my old chick. She moved on, got a new nigga or whatever. I sent her some flowers. They broke up, whatever. I sent her some flowers. And dude act just like that. Like, he bought you flowers. Oh, there's your flowers. Flowers, flowers. Baby going crazy about them flowers, bro. I don't know, bro, who in the wrong. Because she is kind of wrong walking up in there with them damn gifts. But at the same time, she not, because it's only a Valentine's Day gift. So I can't say on this situation.
First of all, when Cedric fucking Valentine gift at? You know what I mean? What did you get? And then you up in her crib, but I'm going to give you one thing, Cedric, I'm going to give you one thing, man. That's a valid-ass cut-off sleeve button-up right there, bro. I'm starting to cut all my sleeves off my button-up. That shit was legit. All right? But now, Cedric, you can't. Go ahead.
That's some country shit. That's some real country bumpkin shit.
Hey, I'm cutting off all the sleeves off my button-ups. Anyways, man. Cedric fucking broke his fuck. Like she told him, like, where the. So I don't know how to say this is valid or fuck out of here. I would say more fuck out of here. Right? Because she's at work. She got a gift from work. It was her boss. Yeah, Cedric is fucking self-conscious. Cedric probably didn't get her no fucking gift. Right? Boss got her a gift. So now you think the boss hit. I'm just saying, I don't know where to go at with this, man.
Well, Cedric in the wrong because, first off, Cedric, she only had some flowers and some candy. I know you could have outdid her, Cedric. But then again, you probably couldn't have outdid him because you the same nigga wearing them shirts with the cutoff sleeves. So you gotta understand, like, logic of this shit. Like, Cedric probably a bad nigga.
Oh, shit.
I think it's crash out valid, bro. The reason why I say the crash out is valid is because, well, first off, if it's your boss, if he didn't buy every single person underneath him, and which this is a variable that we don't necessarily have. If everybody got the same gift, then that's fine. But if a dude buying just your girl specifically a gift, red flag, he trying to look at your girl. I'm not saying that she can't accept the gift. But I'm saying, you bring that shit in the house, flaunting it the way that it looked like she was flaunting it, and he just tossed the shit down the stairs. So, yeah, apparently she walked in there like, look what my boss got me, type shit.
Niggas like, bitch, get that shit out of here. Throw that shit.
Maybe she was trying to send Cedric a fucking point and he just wouldn't get it, man. She bought the gift home like, hey, look what I got. Expecting Cedric to be like, yeah, I got you something too. Because the reason why he should be thinking, she came home to you. Her boss made way more fucking money than you if she's supporting your ass on what her boss pays her, right? And she came home to your fucking ass. So I think the crash out was not valid.
No, the crash out is valid because bitch don't ever in your life walk in this motherfucking house with no flowers from another nigga. Bitch, you stupid.
But it's probably, hey, she's been working there 15 years, man. He probably like, this my bottom bitch right here. And not like that. What? He's like, I can fuck with her.
Man, that's disrespectful, bro. What if your wife came home with some flowers, sis?
I mean, she came home with some flowers, man. Well, what you got?
On Valentine's Day.
Nah, well, she know better. One. But
I'm just saying,
just hypotheticals, right? If she walked in here with some flowers and whatnot, I would look at her. I wouldn't get like mad about it, but because at the end of the day, I always do a lot more for my girl than that. You know what I'm saying? But
you ain't gonna throw them bitches. Nigga threw them bitches. I'm throwing shit. Fuck that. Bitch, where you get these flowers from, bitch?
And then
I'd probably let the flowers rock. I ain't gonna lie to you. However, I understand why homeboy crashing up.
Why he crashing up?
Well, because the fact that he reacted like that, and one, I think this is fake. This is a fake scenario. It looked like they was acting to me. One. But unless you say,
hell no, that you see his shirt, they not acting, bro. That's real. There ain't no acting in that. That nigga real.
And that nigga sleeping in the streets tonight. Shit.
But let's just say it's valid, right? And let's say he doing something for your girl that you can't do for her. Of course you're going to feel away. Of course you're going to go ahead and you're going to try to crash out and try to take her, like, just fuck her day up. Because it's somebody that's probably a better candidate for your girl than you are. You're gonna feel insecure about it.
Yeah. All the time, she probably don't even like to do it for real. That's how this shit go.
And she just probably felt appreciated at work, man.
Mm.
Come on, man.
All right, so next one. Valid or fuck out of here. Oh, look, I got a good one.
I know I don't wipe my ass and it stinks when I walk past you in public, but there is no reason for you guys to be making this face when I walk by. I see you doing that and it makes me feel like shit. So not only am I smelling like shit, I'm now feeling like shit because you don't know how to control your face. And everybody's always talking about how disgusting it is that I don't wipe. But you know what? If the Lord wanted me to wipe my ass, he would have built in toilet paper into my body, and he didn't. The smell of doo-doo is actually supposed to be a pheromone to attract mates. But we've gotten so used as a society, we have decided to give into capitalism. We buy this toilet paper, we wipe away our pheromones, and that's why a lot of you have a hard time reproducing, because that actually is supposed to help with your fertility. Do you know all the toxic chemicals that are inside of toilet paper? And then think, that toilet paper dissolves in the sewer system. So when you wipe, it's dissolving slowly in your butt crack, and it's getting into your bloodstream.
Right, so plain and simple, right? And this girl, she don't wipe her ass, right? But, and of course, my first question was, would y'all mess around with a chick that don't, let's say the baddest chick that you can think of. Let's say you got like a Megan Good level, like a woman, all right? She checks all your boxes, everything is good, but she don't wipe her ass. Is she valid? Telling her to get the fuck out of here.
That's fuck out.
The fuck, stank ass.
Because if she don't wipe her ass, what else she don't fucking clean? What kind of nasty ass shit is that? That's just some nasty ass shit. So if her ass smell like that, what you think that coochie smell like? You ever got
man? You know she didn't wipe that pissy.
Right.
I just imagine like she be running around, she starts sweating, and they start getting in there.
Beat and it's just shitty. Clap that ass. It just smell. Clap that ass.
She said, "Not that I already smell like shit. Now you make me feel like shit." You got to feel like shit all the way around. You smell like it. You got to feel like it. You know what I mean?
And I know, like your ass be itching. Like if you don't wipe for real, your ass got to be itching all day.
Bro, depending on the depending on the level of shit, man, if they like to dry and it's the like, how is that even in your ass? Like you just like, bro, this sitting around your ass is crazy. Like wipe your ass. Like it's all different types of shit. So like it's just shitting your ass. Like you said, that sweat comes open. Now you shitting from the ass. Like you just sweating shit. Shit trifling, bro.
All right. So I think we're all in agreeance. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, shorty nasty. Nasty as fuck.
Let's get the fuck on and go wash that ass.
That's one of them that don't even take a shower and shit because it messes up my fucking... She messes up the oils in my skin or whatever the fuck they be saying.
You can't even let her sleep in your bed, bro.
Nah. She gonna roll over to get up and shit. Maybe a shitty stains on your motherfucking sheets. How can you even sleep?
Now you having a shitty night. How you sleep shitty? I slept shitty as hell last night.
All right. I got one more fuck out of here topic.
Did y'all know that we haven't had an unmarried person get elected for president in almost 200 years? And almost 90% of Fortune 500 CEOs are married, and most mayors and governors are married. And it's because society largely, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, does not trust single people in positions of power. And of course, there are some exceptions, but exceptions does not disprove a rule. The reason most of society does not trust single men is because people want to be led by people that's already leading other people. And it's nothing bigger or more important than being able to lead your own family. It's a reason why most companies prefer their CEOs to be married. Now, some people, they will say that's a control tactic because if you have a family, you're more easy to control because at the end of the day, you have a family to feed. And that may be true in some instances. But in most situations, the reason they prefer you not to be single is because they want to know you have the ability to think outside of yourself. They want to know that you're capable of being able to think and envision things as a unit. Because let's be honest, if you're a single person, especially if you don't have any children, you probably will struggle with seeing things outside of your own perspective just because you never had to see things outside of your own perspective. You're probably going to be more riskier. You're probably going to be dating around, so your attention is going to be scattered. And most of
right, I'm going to just stop it right there because he goes on. He hits a couple more points, but that's the gist of like what I wanted to kind of get at, right? So my question to y'all is... Is it valid that society doesn't trust single men? Do you think that's valid, or do you think he should get the fuck out of here with that take?
It's valid.
I think it's valid. I mean, as in you happen to be married and or have, you know, and have kids, right? So it shows that you to some extent that you could communicate, you know, issues, and you can talk through situations for the most part with the person you love, right? And then just like you're saying, you have to lead others. So we want to at least make sure you can lead a family first, right? So like if you had like a divorce or some shit like that, you're just not the right person, I don't think, right? You wouldn't be like the right fit. I don't know what to say, but I feel it's valid.
No, I agree too. But I do think there's a caveat to that, right? I think I think even when you're married, you still have to kind of uphold those morals and like not be out there cheating and whatnot. I think you have to be a man of like a decent character, because if you're not, if you're able to be pulled away from your marriage and things of that nature, like if you're stepping out, I just feel like it's a bad look on you. It also goes to show that you're not necessarily set and... Fuck, what else was I going to say? But I think that's the biggest thing. I just think that that's one of the main things. Like, if you're not married, yeah, I think you just have to be a man of character. And that just kind of speaks for itself. And so I think what he said was valid. All right, so I got another video that I want to play for you guys. Yeah, this will be the last video of today's pod. And then we'll talk about the All-Star game, and then we'll get out of here. Okay, yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I don't care. He needs to be in jail.
Right now, they gone.
The Williams on my phone call. He says he took Darnell Jr. and Amelia and
Jeff and neglect.
His children. Darnell Jr. and Amelia and the distressing phone call he says he took from their mother, Tatiana Williams, on Monday.
I went to the gym. As soon as I got on the treadmill, she called saying, can I make it to the hospital right now? They gone. I was hoping it was a sick joke, but it wasn't.
According to Detroit police, 9-year-old Darnell Jr. and 2-year-old Amelia died while sleeping in a vehicle at the Hollywood Casino at Greektown parking garage. Investigators say the cause appears to be hypothermia, a tragedy stemming from homelessness.
I tried. I asked for help. I asked everybody, even people out of state. But I tried. I tried to keep hotels. I tried to pay people to stay there. It wasn't working for me. You know, people just didn't like too many kids that they held.
I spoke with the children's mother Tuesday evening. She told me she's been living in her vehicle for 3 months, along with her 4 kids, her mother, and 2 teenage siblings. She says she reached out to Curry, who's the father of 3 of her children.
I asked him, I said, can you get your kids for me? I said, I need help. You know I'm homeless. I kept a room this long. I couldn't keep it no more.
They were homeless. Had Tatiana ever reached out asking to...
No, she did not. No, she said, can I get them? Can I get them just to get them? And can I get them because y'all homeless? That's 2 different things.
She said she had been homeless for 3 months.
See, I saw it. That's what I saw, about 3 months. But she ain't never said nothing to me. Nothing. So all them other sob stories, they can cut all that. No, she did not.
Curry, who lives in Novi, says Williams never specified why she wanted to drop their kids off to him.
She just asked, can I get them for a couple of days? But I told her I'm working and all that, and I'm out here. We're not close to each other, so I couldn't. But she knows all my family is right around the corner from her.
Did she reach out to any of your family?
No, she did not. And she knows she could have. Like we always used to do.
He says the last time he held his children was a month or two ago, and that they typically FaceTime, moments he will miss.
And there's a, you know, police investigation into this. What is it you would like to see come of this? Obviously, nothing's going to bring back your 9-year-old and your 2-year-old.
It doesn't matter to me.
So, the man said it doesn't matter to him?
Yeah. So first of all, he lost 2 of his kids, so let's take this with a little bit of a little tact, right? 2 kids, a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old, were lost in this situation. But I want to ask y'all, like, what do y'all think? Who should get, who, like, what should happen? And just what are y'all thinking after that video?
I feel both parents should be charged. Neglect. It is hard. It's hard to tell, but it's 2 adults. He talking about she ain't reach out to him. Somebody lying. And 9 times out of 10, it's his ass. Cause I just started laughing because he was like, "What they say? Did she ever reach out to you?" He like, "No, never." She asked me, "Can I get the kids just to get them?" She ain't say because they was homeless. So I told her no. Like, nigga, get your kids. Nigga, rather she asked you to get your kids, bro. I don't know, man. This is sad and terrible, bro. And it's in Detroit, so it's just even more.
That's true, man. At any time, man, like you're asked to get your kid, man. I would think, you know, as a dude, you'd want to get your kid, especially in a situation like that. Well, I mean, not knowing where she's at, but I mean, not knowing that she's homeless, but like just knowing that, you know, she's giving you the opportunity to get your kids. You think most dudes would have jumped on it and be like, fuck, let me go get my kid. But hey, I don't think he should get locked up for it. It's not, he didn't have primary custody. She should go to jail because she could have fucking took them to, what's that shit called? You turn your kids into, I don't know. I mean, you could have easily went to him like, listen, I'm fucked up right now. I ain't got shit. Can you just take these kids for me till I get myself back on my feet?
That's ain't that easy.
It might not be that easy. I don't know. But she didn't. I mean, I don't think she did anything.
So
that's an unfortunate situation, though.
Nah, it definitely is. But I think My take is going to sound the same because I think two things can be true. I think he's at fault and I also think she's at fault. I think she's more at fault than he is, but him not wanting to take his kids is kind of a riff, like is kind of a big thing there. But you should probably, if you're in dire straits, right? If you know that you're homeless, you ain't got nowhere to sleep and it's cold outside, you could have just told him like, hey, I'm gonna be real. Like I'm homeless. Like, cause at that point, when you homeless and y'all cold and you getting ready to lose your kids, there's no shame at that point. Like it's survival. Shame goes out the window when y'all have to survive, right? And all you had to do was tell the man like, hey, I'm gonna be real. I'm homeless. We sleeping in the car. I can't take my kids right now. He said he was at the gym when he got the news. To me, the thing that kind of messes me up about the whole situation is she wanted you to come get the kids. You didn't get the kids. And he said it was because he had to work. So it might have been true, like he might have had to work. But I think it's better if your kids got somewhere warm to sleep and that they're alive than it is for you to go ahead and say, nah, I can't take them because I got to go to work. Like, you got to figure it out. And unfortunately, the mama had to figure it out for way too long. Apparently, he's very lax. You could tell that he's a pretty chill parent. He wasn't the one that was always out there trying to get the kids and whatnot anyway. It's just you, like, as a man, you got to take responsibility a little bit. Like, even if you're not the one that's charged in this whole thing, it's still going to hit you.
It's like this, too. You got a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old that passed. So the 9-year-old is the older child. I got a 10-year-old, so I understand how 9-year-olds operate. They're not that old enough to be all like, oh, I'm big bro, but they are old enough to know right from wrong. But leaving a 9-year-old with a 2-year-old is crazy. So you're trying to tell me, at the end of the day, bro, they need to just stop having all these damn kids that you can't afford. You knew you couldn't afford it 9 years ago, so you're gonna have another baby 2 years ago. It just don't make sense to me, man. Y'all still having more and more babies, and you can't even the ones you have. Like, okay, I got the ones that I do got, but why am I still creating more lives if I can't even? It just don't make sense, bro. We gotta stop this shit as black people. You know damn well you ain't got no ways and no means of really. You've been struggling these whole last 9 years with this child. Why in the fuck would you go have another child? It just don't make sense. And I know a lot of people that's like that, like in my life, that's just still having kids and cannot afford the kids that they have. It don't make sense to me, man.
The shit that you're preaching right there, B, is the shit I've been saying when I was a kid about my own fucking parents, right? Like, why the fuck y'all still having kids and I'm fucking struggling in life? Like, that shit is crazy to me. And that's what I'm saying. I can speak that shit from home, man. Like, that shit hits close to home. You know what I mean? It's crazy how we can't understand that yet, right? Like, as in, you can't take care of this motherfucker, don't have no more.
Like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, we say it all the time, bro. Sex don't feel that good for you to just want to have a bunch of babies you can't afford.
Yes, man. I think it's like an addiction or something. Like, oh, I gotta have this baby. Or is it the tax money? Like, what the fuck is it? Because, like, I got 2 kids, man. Like, I'm not saying I'm the best or I'm the worst, but I know right from wrong. I'm not about to keep having children when I can't afford the 2 I got. Like, it just don't make sense.
Like, homeboy was way too nonchalant for me, bro. Like, that to me is, it was telling and it kind of fucked me up a little bit. Just because, like, you lost 2 of your kids. I mean, and I'm not here to tell somebody how they should be grieving and stuff like that. I mean, because at the end of the day, the kids are gone. There's nothing you can do about it at that point. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, you can see that he don't really give a fuck, to be honest, man. Like, from my perspective, looking at dude, like, he's just, like, too nonchalant, just like you were saying. Like, I don't give a fuck.
He would have picked the kids up if he really gave a fuck anyways. Because you ain't got to explain why I got to pick the kids up. If my daughter or son want to be around their daddy and they want to come with me and they just want to come with me, and I'm going to let them come with me. You know, like, it's, you don't have to have an explanation of why they got to come over. Like, no, you're going to come with the daddy. Like, that's what you're for. You're a whole nother parent.
Fact.
Fucking dodo.
Fact. There's no, like, go ahead, Mac.
No, no. I'm just saying that some shit might have been happening. I mean, she got his ass on child support, and he probably like, I'm speculating. He's like, fuck that. I ain't giving that bitch nothing. I ain't helping her with shit. Cause I'm gonna be honest with you. That's how I was at first with my son and his mom. You know what I mean? At one point I was like, I ain't giving her shit else. You see what I'm saying? But I wouldn't let it go that motherfucking far. She'd have been like, come get your kid. Bet. Because what I'm looking at after that, I ain't got to pay no more fucking child support.
Yeah, and I will shoot him some bail on that point because we don't know what the relationship is between those two or how tumultuous it is. I just know that it's just unfortunate that them kids lost their lives. I know that there was pride there. All she had to do was just let go of her fucking pride and say, hey, I'm homeless, right? And I know for a fact that man would have stepped up and did what he needed to do to make sure that his kids was good. But she was too proud to go ahead and tell him that. But I'm not blaming her 100%. But 60% of the blame goes on her.
But you said you know that man would have done something. Well, I wouldn't say you know. You know, I mean, that man might have been a straight piece
of
shit.
Yeah, we don't know. Because
like a 100% piece of shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I feel like they both lying about something. Somebody lying about something. So I don't know who the person is.
Both of them don't want to get in trouble. That's the whole point. That's why I said he's good, because she has primary custody over him. So it was her fucking, it's her responsibility to make sure that they're safe and housed right. You know, their total welfare was taken care of. You know what I mean? So he's good. He gonna walk.
RIP to them babies, man. Hey, but
so.
I want to lighten the mood up a little bit, right? So we was talking about the lawsuit the other day. I heard rumors that she lost the lawsuit, but I didn't necessarily see it, so I'm not going to comment on that. But I will show y'all this. So our girl Dank DeMoss, right? And this is a video that she made for court.
Body's ready.
Me at the Ringo,
thanks to Al. As a woman, I am not a doctor.
You
think I'm smarter? No way.
Hold up.
We got a car. Hey, no, so she's doing an ad. No. First thing I noticed, that car was leaning like a motherfucker. But that ain't the point of the video, right? What's the biggest difference about, I don't know if y'all remember the video or not, but what's the big difference between her getting in that SUV and the original video? Do y'all know what the fucking issue is?
Well, one is the SUV and one was a car?
Exactly. Like, so what are you talking about? Like, yeah, you can get that SUV. I don't know if it showed her getting into a car or not, but I still stand by she wouldn't have been able to fit in that car. And that song was kind of hard, too.
Was she from Flint or Detroit?
She from Detroit.
She a rapper, right?
Yeah, she a rapper.
Yeah, because she was on the Breakfast Club. Asking them for, she's like, these the best chairs you got. They had to pull them off fucking couch over there for her.
Man, put the couch on her ass. That shit was funny.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I think she's about to lose that lawsuit. I heard rumors. I heard somebody say that she lost the lawsuit. I hope she do. And I hope that Lyft driver go ahead and start suing.
Nah, I hope she win that shit. That motherfucker should at least let her try to get in that motherfucker. I'm still standing on mine. At least let her get try to get in that motherfucker. You can't just pull up on me and tell me that I ain't going to be able to get in the car. You gotta try to give me some bullshit ass fucking excuse talking about my shocks and my tires. Like, motherfucker, I'm getting in this car.
It's all funny until that car is lifted on that tire and you get a blowout. But anyway, just moving over from there, right? We already kind of hashed that one out. All right, it's All-Star weekend. Are y'all watching the All-Star game?
No, not really, man. I'm not a fan. Back in the day, I used to, but.
What about you?
I'm not. I mean, unless I'm in the house and I ain't got shit to do, I might turn it on, but probably not going to watch.
No, and I said the same thing. So I want to ask y'all, like, why do y'all think people don't really want to watch the All-Star game no more?
Because it's not a game anymore. It's just motherfuckers just shooting up shots. No defense, no nothing. Like, it's not a game. So why do I want to watch it? It's like going to watch a warm-up.
Yeah, I feel like it's more so for the kids and like the extra fans, you know, like, I don't know, man. Like, we was big on that back in the day, Live 05, 2K, and all that shit. You didn't care about that shit, man.
I don't even think the kids care about it. Go ahead, Mac.
No, I'm just saying back in the day, man, because what it used to be was you used to fantasize, right? Like, you'd be like, yo, imagine if, you know, you had, I'm dating myself. Imagine if you had Larry Bird, you had fucking Michael Jordan, you had, you know, this person on the team, and then they played against the West, and they had this person and that person, right? Because back then they used to actually somewhat play, right? They were playing. Now they just out here bullshit. They out there just fucking playing around, not actually playing the game. You know what I mean?
Honestly, this is a bold take. It might not be, it's not such a bold take, right? The All-Star game died with Kobe.
Damn. Why you say that?
Because Kobe was the last one that was actually a competitor that was out there playing defense and that wanted to play hard in the All-Star game. Of course, he wasn't playing hard enough to get injured or nothing like that. He was actually out there playing defense. It's like, I like LeBron. I think LeBron's a great leader. But LeBron ain't got that mentality in him. Like, yeah. I know y'all remember that in Kobe's last All-Star game, right? There was that moment between Kobe and LeBron where LeBron steps up and he started playing defense on Kobe. And Kobe, go ahead and he takes a little shot. I think that was the last All-Star game that was worth it. All-Star weekend ain't hitting the way that it hit in the past. Like, I do not care to watch none of that shit. I don't care about the skills challenge, the slam dunk contest, the three-point contest. I might turn on the All-Star game tonight just to kind of sit there and do something with the kids, but I ain't even excited to watch it.
You see how they even fucked up the skills challenge, speaking of that?
Go ahead.
You had the Chris Paul and fucking Wimby.
Yep.
Where they played the situation. Like, instead of making the points and doing the passes, right, it was all about time. So they were going to, like, the racks, and they were just throwing the ball off the rack like this and running to the next rack just because they're supposed to pass him and then shoot him, right? They weren't even doing it. They were just throwing the ball off the rack just trying to beat the time. I was like, nobody already watching this shit because y'all bullshitting, and then you're going to go ahead and bullshit even more. I'm like, come on, man. Y'all not selling nobody on the fucking game. You know what I mean? It's a waste of time.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. And they wonder why there's no money coming into the league. And I get it, right? But I don't want to sit here and I don't want to trash the NBA that much. But I think that, like I said, the All-Star game died with Kobe, and these motherfuckers got so much money now to where they feel like they don't have to market the game no more. What they don't realize is if they don't start picking this shit up or finding something to get all the audiences involved, the paychecks up there are going to start getting smaller. It's like these motherfuckers have fuck you money. Like, they have so much money that they've paid, that they're paid from these franchises and whatnot, But if viewership continues to trend down, eventually y'all's paychecks are going to be affected.
Yeah. And they don't understand, you know, who know who does the most damage to the fucking NBA? All them fucking NBA podcasters that talk about how weak the fucking league is now, how corny it is. Because every time they say that, I used to be like, they just hate me. But it makes me don't want to watch, make me don't want to watch the game even more. Just now think about a fucking, what they call them? Not somebody that really into the game, a casual, right? Just say a casual now watch this game and they're like, all right, but that shit's fucking, if they're saying it's trash and they used to play, why the fuck am I going to watch it, right? Because look at every single one of them. All they do is talk shit about the game right now. So who the fuck want to watch it? And they don't understand, like, this is how y'all make y'all money. It's talking about that game. So if you keep selling it short, you ain't going to make no fucking money. Your best bet is to fucking sell that shit the fuck up so people go watch that motherfucker. But they don't understand that shit. All they talk about, no fucking, these motherfuckers couldn't fuck with people in the 90s. 90s basketball ain't coming back. Them motherfuckers too old. They not playing no more. They gone.
Well, a lot of that hate also comes from the fact that they didn't get the big checks like these boys getting now.
That is true. That's where I think a lot of this hate coming from. And a lot of it too, like, you have one of the best players that ever played the sport that's playing right now. But all you keep saying is he's pad statting and all this shit. Instead of fucking selling the dude so people go watch the fucking game, they want to hate on this man. Like, you have the best scorer to ever play the game playing right now. Go check this motherfucker out before you can't see him no more. Go check him out. They don't want to do that. When is he going to retire? All he's doing is taking up spot for the young kids and they can't get to shine. It's the best scorer to ever fucking do it. To ever do it. And that's not subjective. That's objective. That's fucking numbers. That's straight numbers. But they're doing the total opposite. That shit is stupid to me.
Well, the crazy thing is that's not even the best part of his game. His scoring ability ain't even the best part. And he's up there on assists.
He's number four on assists, number eight on rebounds, number one in scoring. Like, the dude is fucking nice. Ain't nobody close to being doing that in all three major categories.
Hey, so speaking of people shitting on the league, all right, and this is going to be the last thing I talk about, then I'm going to close it up. I went and I seen that Captain America movie, Captain America Brave New World. I don't like how people are shitting on that movie so bad. And I'm not going to say it's because Captain America is black now, because I think Anthony Mackie did well as Captain America and with the script that he was given, all right, given the reshoots and all of the issues that were with the movie and whatnot. I think that he did well. I think all the characters that were there were good and they served a purpose. It's just the writing and the reshoots made it look bad, but I don't think it needs to be a negative knock on Anthony Mackie. I think that brother was good. And altogether, I'm going to give that movie a 6.75 out of 10. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there because I'm sick of hearing people shit on the movie. And I'm not going to say it's a racist thing because I just think that, you know, people like who they like, right? But I don't know. Just don't listen to what people are saying about the movie. Check it out if you haven't. All right. But that's all I got to say on that. Hey, what you got to say to people, man?
Hey, man, I ain't got much to say to them. Just keep living your life. Get your money. Stay blessed.
Hey, man. First of all, wash your... No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, I don't have much. I appreciate you guys being here, man. It was a pleasure. It's always a pleasure being here. That's all I got. Appreciate you guys, brother.
Hey, man, I want to thank these guys for always being flexible, right? Because we don't always shoot on the same days, but I appreciate y'all always picking up and hopping on here, man. Like I said, the followers are going to grow. Everything's going to grow. And then eventually this is going to be a thing, right? But first and foremost, I want to thank, well, outside of these guys, I want to thank my family. I want to thank my wife, my kids. I want to thank just my entire support system. I want to thank everybody that listened up to this point, right? The content's only going to get better from here. Trying to think, is there anything else I kind of want to get at? Hey, lastly, right, buy your kids fucking deodorant. Your kids are walking around here musty as fuck, and you sending them to school like that, and you should go to jail for fucking child abuse. This has been another episode of We're Not Experts Podcast. Yeah. Peace.